Spring is coming early this year. Well, if you trust the knowledge and talents of Punxsutawney Phil, but the season is in full bloom this week at the Northwest Flower and Garden Festival.
It is spring, 2 months early, and it is full of fragrance and flowers and tons of information. It's entertainment on an epic scale, but also you can actually get practical advice. There's so many experts under one roof.
The theme, of course, is spring and is currently underway at the Seattle Convention Center. Attendees will be able to see some incredible garden displays, over 20 of them, and you will not be disappointed. I got to take a tour led by Mary Ann Bonetti, a local gardening expert. There's lots to think about when planning a garden, and one small misstep could lead to a big disaster. Bonetti tells me the foundation to a good garden is knowledge.
Well, the research is important because if you fail, you will not want to keep gardening. So we really encourage people to get a little bit of knowledge just so that they know the basics, and then their plant will thrive, and then they'll be growing into more of a gardener.
The show isn't just for homeowners or those lucky enough to have space for a big garden.
On the balcony, the sky bridge we call it, that is connecting where the show gardens are to where the vendors are, the entire sky bridge is full of tiny balcony gardens. So you can, if you have just a tiny little balcony, you have ideas of how to style the balcony, what to grow on the balcony, beautiful plants for the balcony. And then we have houseplant displays and what to grow indoors. And I think there's three of our show gardens that actually have either a greenhouse or a building that has indoor plants in it. Plus, dirt cheap ideas, because you don't even need to buy a ticket to get educated. On Saturday, they're going to have experts at the convention center in the lobby giving free seminars to people on like how to grow hydrangeas, how to grow succulents. So people could just come in and be educated and not even buy a ticket to the show. That's kind of new this year. I thought that's kind of cool.
There will also be plenty of resources if you're looking to make your garden more native and help support the wildlife around your home, as well as plants that can handle the climate.
Well, one of the biggest sponsors of our show is called Cascade Water District. And so they are helping us teach the people of the Puget Sound area how to have cleaner water, use less chemicals, how to recycle their water. And so that's why you see water features that are recycling water, but they're cleaning the water before it gets recycled. Slow-moving water, because that's what our pollinators need. The butterflies, the bees, we have all sorts of different insects that are pollinators, not just the bumblebee that you think of. And also drought-resistant plants. There's a lot of use of native plants, especially this year. I see a lot of huckleberries, mahonia, things that don't need a lot of extra water. The whole show is really devoted to really having more of a holistic attitude towards gardening.
And for those looking to get their hands dirty and prep their gardens right this second,
if you have a PG hydrangea, hydrangea paniculata, prune it now. You'll have more flowers. Same if you have an Annabelle type of hydrangea. But other than pruning, it has been warm the last couple weeks. People can rake and then mow their lawn. It's okay to mow the lawn. And I think that raking is important because of all the wind. Get those big branches off the grass first. Go to the nurseries now. Because you'll see at this show, we have so many plants with color. We have hellebores with color. There's the native mahonias or Oregon grape. There's the native huckleberries. A lot of our native ferns. So these gardens are full of native plants and a lot of color. But our nurseries are also full of things in bloom right now.
The 2024 Northwest Flower and Garden Festival runs today through Sunday. Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.